It was not a power play.
Yeah, right. Give me a little stool. 4-inch little stool to sit on. You humiliate me.
Well, now you're way up in the air.
Exactly. Now I'm above you. This is exactly how it should be.
You want to be higher than me every week?
I kind of like this.
Okay.
Hey, you're going bald. I can kind of see it now. Maybe. Your hair's thinning a little bit.
Yeah, it's been thinning for a while.
Well, you can't know if I'm going bald because of the baseball cap. You'll never know.
I think
it's a perfect plan.
No, I have an idea.
You'll never know. Ken, if you do know, don't tell. Don't tell my listeners.
You're
my hair is thinning.
Andy's pretty bald.
No, I'm pretty bald.
No, you're beyond thinning.
Oh, hey, that's my water. Don't go reaching for my water.
I wasn't going to go for your
water. I don't share water. I know all your tricks. The little stool, reaching for the water.
And now you're sitting in a barber's chair.
I am, but unnecessarily because I'm a little bit bald.
You're way up in the sky now.
Wait, why do you have this chair here?
Nobody uses that chair.
You have a dwarf hour on the schedule?
It's not called the dwarf hour.
It's
called the little person hour.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the little person hour. We should tell people we're little people. They'll never know.
Okay, let's try it now. Hey, welcome to the little person hour here on WFMU.
That doesn't work. No. You know what? I like white people's problems. Would you ever consider that as a permanent change?
No.
I'll tell you why. It's so intriguing. They're white people. What kind of problems would they have? I've got to tune in. I've got to know.
You understand this is a term that's been floating around recently, white people problems.
Yeah.
And it's like the word hipster, it's an insult.
It means something very trivial, an annoyance, barely worth mentioning.
Yeah, it means rich people problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, my God, how are we going
to... Wait, but isn't that, to be fair, Ken?
How are we going to renovate the kitchen for less than $1 million?
Yeah, my second Mercedes is acting up.
Right.
But, Ken, to be fair, isn't that kind of what we're doing? People calling up, they're not life or death problems. Our listeners aren't going hungry.
We rarely take calls anymore. But tonight we're taking calls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good segue, my friend. That's how you do it.
Yep.
I have much to learn.
We are looking for a personal injury lawyer.
Because we couldn't find one.
We couldn't find one before the show.
How could we not have found a lawyer?
Veronica tried.
You can't swing a dead cat in this town without hitting a lawyer. Oh, don't do that, by the way. Don't hit a lawyer with a dead cat. Little tip from Uncle Andy.
Why?
You'll find out. Don't hit a personal injury lawyer with a dead cat.
Surely they wouldn't be hurt by a dead cat.
You don't want to go there. It'd be 10 years and $30,000 later.
So we want somebody.
If there's a lawyer listening, or somebody that has a somebody that suffered an accident, suffered a mishap, and would like some advice,
or
right?
Somebody, a law student.
Wait, are we looking for a lawyer or a victim?
Both.
We're looking for both. You want to give them?
I think right now we need a lawyer more.
Right, but we'll take a victim, and then we'll listen to your story, and maybe then ask the lawyer when we find one about it.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to give the number?
No.
You know what we've never done in 25 years?
What?
Given the number together.
We are not
in unison.
We're not.
Let's
doing
do it.
No.
Let's do it.
We're not.
Our fans would love it.
No.
It would mean something to the fans.
That's a real NPR-ism.
It is?
Yeah.
Give the number together?
Yeah, they think it's cute.
Come on, let's try it.
No.
You really won't do it, will you?
I will not do it. It's a congratulations.
Wow.
You found a radio.
Wow. That's the line in the sand. Wow. What won't Ken do?
There's many lines in the sand.
Wow. That you're really serious about that. Okay, you give the number.
You're tricking me now.
Go ahead.
I know what you're going to do.
What? What am I going to do?
The phone number is 201-209-9368.
Oh.
I turned your mic off.
Yes, you did. The man at the control booth is really tough to fool.
Yeah.
The man with the hand on the control. 201-209-9368. That's our new number. We're looking for victims. If you suffered an accident on someone else's property, you lucky duck, give us a call.
Or a lawyer or a law student or somebody who's seen a TV show starring a lawyer.
Yeah.
Ironside.
Yeah.
Longstreet.
Ironside was not a lawyer.
Yes, he was.
Ironside was a cop.
No, Ironside was a lawyer.
Now you're thinking of, no, it's the same actor. Raymond Burr played Perry Mason.
Oh, you're right, Perry Mason.
Oh, Ken. Ken, yeah.
Oh,
Ironside. So you can make a fool of yourself left and right, but you won't recite a phone number in unison.
No, I won't. You're right, Ironside was in the wheelchair. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah,
he was a cop in a wheelchair.
Yeah, Longstreet was the... He was the blind lawyer.
If I was
he was a blind cop.
If I was a bad guy and Ironside was after me, you know what I'd do? I'd go upstairs. You'd think they ever had an episode like that?
That's very, very tricky. What if there was an elevator in the building?
Damn it! Damn it, Ironside. You can always find that elevator.
Yeah. Or one of those stairway wheelchair lifts.
Damn it, Ironside. Okay, I give up.
Yeah.
I'm going to the next town over. I'm going to where that blind lawyer is, the blind cop.
Longstreet.
Longstreet.
Is that his name?
I barely remember it. Well, we're at 201-209-9368.
And we're also looking for an albino.
Why would we be looking for an albino?
Sorry, we're looking for a person with albinism. That's what they like to be called.
Well, why... All right.
They don't.
What would we do with an albino if we found one?
Well, a listener emailed in an excellent idea, which was we would put together a panel consisting of an albino, sorry, a person with albinism, a feminist, and a hipster. Three types of people who you incessantly insult, and they would sit in judgment of you.
Yeah. That sounds like a winner.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I know you do.
I love that idea for a show.
I'm sure you do.
Well, Nick the Bard has approved somebody.
Oh, good.
And you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show.
Hi, you're on the air. Now you're on the air now.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I heard you earlier playing I Am the Walrus chords.
Yeah. I played a few versions of I Am the Walrus this morning.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And what's your name?
I missed that.
Oh, it's Peter. And Peter is a personal injury lawyer.
Yes. I actually am employed in a personal injury firm. Yep.
Oh, thanks so much for calling, Peter. We scored right off the bat.
Now, Peter,
because I heard earlier after I Am the Walrus.
Peter, can you hang on the phone and talk to some of our other callers?
Yes. Oh, while I'm driving, I have probably like a half hour.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Okay,
so Peter, your first client is on the phone.
What is his name?
His name is Larry in Rockaway. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Larry, you love the show?
Hi, I love the show. I can't believe I got through.
And Larry, do you have somebody who you're thinking of suing? Have you been harmed?
Hey, I do have a story about a lawsuit that I was considering, but before I tell that, I'd like to talk about Andy's amazing game, Poop Happens, although it's not really called poop. It's SH*T. I know, Andy, you're not allowed to talk about it on your own show, but I think a caller should be allowed to brag about it.
I guess a caller...
This is so weird.
Wait,
because
hold on. You sound...
Wait. He sounds exactly like you!
He kind of does.
You got to put your headphones on. Larry!
Oh, man, I know. I sound like
Andy. You sound exactly like Andy Breckman.
This is a story. I was in Home Depot a few weeks ago, and some guy said, "Hey, I love your show." He said that to me. He thought I was Andy. And I said, "Oh, man, I wish I was Andy. That guy has a great life. He has such a foxy wife.
Foxy wife?
And so many cool things going on. I really wish I was him."
Did you just say foxy wife?
Yeah.
Wait.
I am freaking out.
Well, hold on. Do you have a story about who is this guy? Who is he?
This is Larry in Rockaway.
Are you on the water?
What? Nick, get off
the water.
Nick, get off the line.
Nick, get off the line.
We're talking to Andy's doppelganger. Larry in Rockaway. Larry in Rockaway, you have to fill in for Andy the next week he's not here. You sound exactly like him.
Larry, how long have you lived in Rockaway?
why are you asking me about Rockaway? I'm not an expert on Rockaway. I've only lived here for 3 weeks.
I love Rockaway.
It was my choice. My parole officer found this apartment.
Oh, it's so nice. Yeah, they have all these along the board.
Who is that?
It's Peter and Larry.
Oh,
all right,
Peter and Larry.
Larry,
Wait, hold on. Larry, did you just say you're a parole officer?
Hold it right there. I am not going to talk about my parole officer or my incarceration. That subject is off the table.
Okay.
Well, I got it.
I'm freaked out.
Hold on.
Because this Larry and Rockaway sounds exactly
but,
right
you know
here.
What kind of freaked me out that he was talking about Beth? I mean, have you met Beth?
She's very foxy.
Oh, what? Yeah. No, I know Beth is foxy. I saw them once at the Livingston Mall, and I followed them for a while. And then I walked around the kiosk there when they stopped so I could get a look at Beth, a better look. And she is definitely foxy. No question about that.
Hey, Larry, will you email me so I can get a hold of you? Next time Andy's not here, I want you to fill in.
No, I don't want this guy. What's this foxy stuff? That's just too freaky. He's following me around the mall?
He's you, and he's obviously been practicing to sound like you.
But what's he following me about?
He's got you down.
I don't want to be down.
Larry, you got to email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Larry, don't do it.
And also, anyway, Larry, tell us about your uncle's barbecue a while back.
Yeah, you had an accident with your uncle's barbecue?
Hey, I do have a story about a lawsuit that I was considering. But before I tell that, I'd like to talk about Andy's amazing game, Poop Happens. Although it's not really called poop. It's SH*T. I know, Andy, you're not allowed to talk about it on your own show. But
is
I think a caller should be allowed to brag about it.
Well, that,
is this like
that,
a product placement?
Wait, that's true. Did you really play the game? I got to say, that's kind of nice of you to plug the game.
I was playing your game last weekend with some friends of mine, and we loved it. I'd say it's the best party game I ever played. I was laughing so hard, the guy next to me peed his pants.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. Well, I'm glad you liked it.
And, Larry, did you know that Andy's game has only 40 minutes left on Kickstarter right now?
Yeah.
So, Larry, tell us about the time you got burned at your uncle's barbecue.
I'm not going to lie to you. I respect you too much. The truth is, I didn't get burned at my uncle's barbecue. I just made that up so I could get through. I wanted to talk to Andy and meet Andy and talk about his foxy wife and talk about his amazing party game, SH*T Happens. Speaking of that game, you know there's only a few minutes left. It ends on Kickstarter at 7 o'clock.
Well, thank you for this guy's doing me the greatest favor ever.
Andy, how are you doing?
Larry, thank you very much.
Andy, how are you doing this?
What are you talking about?
How are you throwing your voice?
I'm not throwing my voice. I love this guy, except for the foxy wife stuff. That kind of makes me uncomfortable.
No, your wife is very foxy.
Well, from you, I can hear it, but I've never met this guy.
Well, he's obviously been following you around. What's the harm with that?
What's the harm with that? I love you. Well, next time, follow Ken around, Larry.
He sounds exactly like you. He's obviously been practicing.
I can't tell. I'm deaf to my own
voice.
He's
the talented Mr. Ripley. He's going to take over your identity.
Larry, thank you very much for calling.
Hey, Larry.
That's great. Andy, you crack me up.
Larry. Larry, you got to hang on. I got to be able to reach you again. Okay?
Hang on. Yep.
So, Nick the Bard, I'm putting Larry back on the phone, and you get his contact info, okay? Oh, my God. Peter the lawyer, are you still with us?
Yes, actually, it's much better reception through the phone.
And, Peter, do you agree that that guy sounded exactly
I didn't hear it.
It almost seemed like it was a repeat, like there was a tape loop at some point.
I know. That was amazing.
No, he was interacting with you. I mean, he was talking about. But what
and
was this?
And there was interaction. That's even more impressive.
But what's this thing about following me and my wife?
He's following you around. He had to learn how to imitate you perfectly.
I guess, yeah, the doppelganger effect. When sound moves a certain way, there's a doppelganger.
So, Peter, you're a personal injury lawyer. Can Andy sue Larry for stealing his identity?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Can Frank Zappa's family sue their Oprah's son for using the name.
That's right. Dweezil Zappa's getting sued, right, for saying... Dweezil Zappa, Frank Zappa's son, is getting sued or got a cease and desist order for booking his performances as Zappa Does Zappa. What are you doing here, Andy?
I'm just seeing how my Kickstarter's doing.
It's improved.
I've got my priorities straight.
Yeah, hey. I don't know what to say. It's a lot of dialogue on the internet about it.
So we're looking for anybody who needs to talk to Peter, who is a personal injury lawyer, if you've slipped and fallen. Peter, WFMU has been sued unfairly twice from people who slipped and fell on the sidewalk outside our building.
Unfairly? Isn't that up to the courts to decide?
I might think it's unfair, too.
Listen to this, Peter. A woman was trespassing in our parking lot and claims that she fell down and sued us, and she had no business being in our parking lot.
So she's trespassing.
Right.
And somehow she found a dangerous condition. So
yeah, it's not paved. It's not paved. There's holes all over the place. There's spears. There's pointy knives. But she had no business.
Right. About the bear traps that you should probably... because...
That's very funny, but there's no bear traps.
There's a in New Jersey, I think there's a negligence claim where you could say she's more than 50% negligent, so she can't bring any kind of case, or she won't get any recovery because her negligence is more than 50%. Of course, I'm in New York, so I'm not exactly sure.
I see. So, Peter, I'm still freaked out by the doppelganger, by the fake Andy.
I didn't hear it.
It is amazing.
I did not hear it.
Yeah,
I did. I heard it too. It did sound like the two men had the same voice.
Well, is that really noteworthy?
But he also knew that your wife was Foxy.
She lives in a halfway house in Rockaway.
Yeah, he was talking about his parole officer.
Yeah. Oh.
So we need people to call us at 201-209-9368 if you want to talk to a personal injury lawyer. Peter is on the phone with us, and Peter, how do you feel about the term ambulance chaser? Is that an insult for people in your field?
There, a train just went by above my head.
Well,
okay,
Peter, that was a great anecdote. Thanks for sharing that one with us.
Anytime. I didn't hear what you said.
That story had something for everyone: people with heads, people that like trains.
Elevated trains. Subways.
Yeah.
But that's here in Queens. I'm actually trying to get into Manhattan from the 59th Street Bridge.
Oh, man, you are going to love Manhattan. We have so many great museums and theaters.
Yes.
You're going to love it. It's worth the trouble.
What's your favorite museum, Andy?
The Albino Museum, 34th Street.
I believe it's called the Albinism Museum,
yeah.
Andy.
The people with albinism, but then you have to put the word people in quotes.
Dennis Hurley. I have a friend. I think he had some albino background. He's a comedian. Dennis Hurley? Yeah.
Dennis. He's a comedian with albinism?
I think so.
Because they don't like to be objectified, Peter.
No, it shouldn't be.
Right.
But you can't help it.
It actually adds to the, if you're a performer, sometimes your appearance makes great impression.
Oh, right. Well, if you're an actor or actress with albinism, there's so many parts that you can audition for.
You can't be in Hamilton. They don't want white people. They're certainly not going to want an albino. You wouldn't have a chance.
You'd be
at the bottom of that list.
You could be a person of color with albinism, Andy.
Color. That's very interesting.
There are people of color with albinism.
In Africa, I think there's albinism also.
Yes.
This is fascinating.
And people in Africa, they're often fortunate to have darker skin. Many are blessed.
Hey, Nick the Bard. Nick the Bard, did you get contact information for Larry and Rockaway? Please tell me you did. And
what was the big deal about him?
Thank God. He sounded exactly like you.
I didn't hear it.
You're lying. You're lying. That was one of the weirdest moments I've ever had on radio. It's like I was looking at you and listening to him, and like your lips weren't moving.
Well, why would my lips be moving?
Because I heard you.
But it was clearly...
over the phone. He sounded exactly like you.
Man, you haven't shut up about this guy.
I know, I'm sorry.
Maybe someday someone will call and sound like you.
Never.
I think Hamilton is pretty great. Did you have the recording of it there?
Hamilton. Are you the guy who emailed me about Hamilton today?
No. What did they say?
Okay. Somebody.
I can't believe Hamilton drives me crazy. There's 20,000 actors in New York City. Are you telling me they couldn't find a white guy to play Hamilton?
I didn't realize there was any issue of color. Like who's?
Would you agree with this, Ken? It's the worst researched play in the history of Broadway.
Why? Because
they didn't even Google the guy. They didn't even open up the wallet.
I think it's one book.
Yeah, but you take out a $10 bill. Oh, he's a white guy. We do a little research.
I think the whole point.
The whole point. Go ahead.
Was doing a black version.
Oh,
a black show?
To have African American actors portraying these founding fathers, just like, you know, The Wiz was African Americans playing, you know, the white people from The Wizard of Oz.
I gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that kind of concept.
Oh, they specific.
Yeah, that was the whole point. And some guy.
No way. It's a better show than that. It doesn't matter who plays what part.
Some guy emailed me today complaining that WFMU was not playing the Hamilton soundtrack.
You could have, you know, for I Am the Walrus, some of the references. There's a funny British pop song in there. You'll Be Back, where the British, I guess the king, sends a message.
Yeah, that's right. We heard that. Yep, that's a great song.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I mean, it's like a spoof of the
House Traffic there. Yeah.
You know, like the Kinks or 60s pop.
Well, we need an elevated train update.
Oh, okay. I'm just going into the amazing... like lower level. It's such a beautiful bridge.
34 minutes. Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt. 34 minutes left on my Kickstarter?
Yep. And you're $314 away from $20,000.
Well, I'll never make that. God, it's like one of your pathetic marathons that you do every year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to a rehearsal, so eventually I'll get there.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Larry. What's his name? I mean, what's his name?
It's Peter. Well, Peter, we'll let you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for working with us, and thanks for witnessing the Andy Breckman doppelganger earlier today.
Well, check out the DiZozza Music, DiZozza.
Oh, everybody checks it out. DiZozza Music, it's the best.
I don't know. It's just DiZozza. You actually reviewed the Pro-Choice on Mental Health CD some years back.
It's the best music there is.
I guess.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay,
Have a good day.
Okay, thank you, Peter. We no longer have a personal injury lawyer on the phone.
Yeah.
But we at least can do the rest of the show in peace. So there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. Those lawyers, they get paid by the word or something.
And if you sound like Andy Breckman, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you sound like me.
Or if you sound like Ken, yeah.
We once had this idea of getting somebody who sounded like me and somebody who sounded like you to do the show together.
But they don't have the cadence or in my case, the wit or intelligence.
No, Larry did.
In your case, the cadence.
Larry had everything.
He did?
He was really funny, yeah.
He was?
Yeah. You didn't notice that?
I just couldn't get past he seemed to really have met Beth.
Oh, you were just freaked out by his stalking activities. But
I'm calling my wife Foxy.
I didn't care about that.
I can't argue with him. I'm married to a foxy lady. I'm a lucky man. I'm blessed. But to hear it from a listener in Rockaway.
Yeah, well, I don't care about the fact that he's been stalking you. I'm just fascinated by the fact that he sounds exactly like you, that he's really funny just like you. Wow. That he knew all about your Kickstarter.
Oh, well, that was very kind of him. To plug that.
Scheiss happens.
Hey, it's true. There's only 32 minutes left. If you're
32
thinking
minutes
about,
left.
It's really a great game.
And you are closing in on the goal of $20,000.
My goal was $10,000.
Yeah, you're $289 away.
Well, you can't do that in 32 minutes, can you?
Sure you can.
You
sure
can?
Yeah.
That'd be so groovy.
And congratulations on your game, Scheiss happens.
Yeah, I actually learned a lot about crowdfunding.
And I understand that an international toy conglomerate has optioned the game.
Yeah, that's right. A toy company is going to release an actual board store version of it.
And ABC is turning the game into
ABC, but there's a production company that wants to
turn it into a game show.
Shop it around.
A TV game show.
Well, they haven't sold it to a network, but they think it would make a good TV game show. And I think they're right. It's a simple, fun, and funny game.
Well, hats off to you, my friend.
All the cool kids. As Larry, as my doppelganger would tell you. You laugh so hard, the guy sitting next to you, P. Pees your pants. Pees his pants.
See?
Yeah.
That was
a funny joke.
That was an Andy Breckman story.
No, that was a funny joke.
That guy was
funny. I'll give him that.
All right. So we found somebody who sounds exactly like Andy Breckman, and I guess now we're looking for somebody who sounds exactly like me.
Yeah, good luck on that, buddy.
And then you and I can take the week off. And these
we'll take our life off.
Yeah.
I'd never come back.
Yeah.
If you got Larry to come in, I would never come back.
I'm getting Larry to come in.
Did you get his last name?
From Rockaway.
Good luck. Don't you have a last name?
Well, there can only be so many people named Larry in Rockaway.
Well, he did give us some hints. He walked around the mall.
He stalked
my
you,
wife.
Right.
How many guys named Larry are stalking me?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
It's all.
Oh, there. That's his last name.
It's all.
Is that his last name?
All right. We got him. Don't announce his last name or his phone number. He's mine. Thank you, Nick the Bard.
I don't know what this means.
And we have a guest in the studio today. We have Matt from Birmingham. Am I right? Matt, pull up to the microphone there.
Hey.
You're visiting us from Birmingham, UK.
Yeah, that's right.
And you've been in the States for a few weeks?
Since the end of March.
And you actually listen to this program over there in the UK?
Yeah, occasionally.
So you must be pretty disappointed right now.
Yeah, it's not exactly kinda, what I expected.
I can kind of see it in your face.
How did you picture it, and how is reality different from how you pictured it?
The studio's a lot bigger. Uh-huh. You guys are living in luxury.
Have you been in studios in the UK?
No. Well, only a couple, but they're much smaller than this.
You heard it here. Bigger studios. The land of the free, the home of the brave, and bigger studios.
And you know, here in the United States, last year, they were saying that Birmingham, UK was a no-go zone, that white people were not, it wasn't safe for white people in Birmingham.
Yeah, and that's true.
Does that mean it's extra, extra safe for albinos?
No, it's even more dangerous for albinos.
Why?
Because they're extra white.
Oh, they're extra white. Oh, I see. Oh, yes, it's more dangerous, yes.
Yeah, Jesus, Andy.
So if you were going out in a group, you'd want to be with an albino.
Right.
They'd go for the albino first.
Absolutely. So what are we going to do the rest of the show here?
No, I didn't say it. my God.
You came really close.
I did, and I apologize. God, I've gone all month without making that mistake.
Yeah, I Andy just cursed.
I said the name of my game, and
he said,
I came close.
You almost said it.
I
yeah.
did. Yeah. But we could watch the progress.
Well,
we could talk about crowdfunding ideas for the station. You're sort of now intrigued. You think there might be an opportunity for FMU.
Yeah, I had this idea to digitize the entire WFMU record library, which I would like to do, because I'm worried that if the station burned to the ground,
yes.
assuming that nobody got charred beyond recognition beyond Andy Breckman,
yeah.
insurance would cover everything except for the record library. There's no amount of money we could insure the record library for
right.
that would allow us to replace it.
So you want to digitize it.
So I want to digitize the entire library.
But it's a lot of work.
And then it is a huge amount of work. And then give private access to the library, not for download, but for listening.
Oh. You mean, and that's, well, that would be the, so the access is what you would be offering to backers.
Yeah, we would also offer other crapola, but then the...
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, but then the thing that backers would get is that they would be able to log in and listen to anything in the library. And we have tons of stuff.
Now, would you limit these backers to only what you digitized on the Kickstarter campaign, or would you say you have access to the entire library?
I'd say the entire library.
Well, that's a phenomenal,
because
phenomenal
offer. Because we already have 250,000 songs digitized.
Kenny, yeah. you'd make a fortune.
Okay, we're going to do it. Thank you. Because you're an expert on Kickstarter.
Well, I'm not. I'm very happy with my campaign, but...
Well, you're doubling your goal.
I certainly did not break any indoor records on Kickstarter.
Oh, but you're so close to doubling your goal.
Well, doubling the goal is not...
And you have such a hot spokesmodel.
Yeah, we did. We do have Becky.
Will Becky be my spokesmodel?
Yeah, Becky would be the spokesmodel for FMU.
Great.
Yeah.
We can't lose.
That would be... Now, do you think that's... Do you want to open the phones up and see if people would...
Sure.
And wait, now, what is Uncanny Andy Impersonator? What is that?
The Uncanny Andy Impersonator? What is that? That's Larry from Rockaway.
Oh, well, then you have his last name. What's his last name?
Rockaway.
Oh, Larry Rockaway? That's his last name?
I guess that's the town where he lives.
Oh, no email.
There's his phone number.
Well, let's call him.
You want to call him?
I don't know. Aren't you curious?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he probably won't pick up.
Let's call him.
He's smart.
We're calling back Andy's doppelganger, Larry. Larry and Rockaway.
I don't know what.
I just want to know that I have his real phone number.
Well, who got the phone number? Nick did?
Nick the Bard.
Hello?
Hi, Larry.
Phone number. This is Charles.
Oh, is Larry's not there?
Well, who are you looking for? Larry who?
We're looking for Larry and Rockaway.
New Jersey.
Yeah, Larry and Rockaway, New Jersey. Yep.
Yeah, that's so funny, but I'm Charles Easton, and I'm from Wyckoff.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charles.
That's all right. All right. Well, wait, okay.
Hang on, Charles.
Was that a number he gave, or is that a number Nick traced?
No, that's the number. This is the number that Larry gave us.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you have any
Larry,
questions?
What's his last name?
We don't have a last name.
We don't have a last name, but he lived...
Oh, okay, because I might know him.
And Charles, you live in White House Station?
No, Wyckoff.
Oh, Wyckoff. Oh, you live in Wyckoff. Oh, I've heard great things about Wyckoff.
Do you want to see if Charles can do an impression of me?
Yeah.
Or you?
Yeah.
Do you do impressions, Charles?
Funny. All right, good, I'll see you.
Okay,
right,
see you, Charles.
I guess that was not the right number.
Damn, Larry. He's up to something, that Larry. It's like he had an Andy Breckman soundboard or something.
Well, how would he get that?
I don't know.
Because he was saying things I never said.
But he was saying really funny things.
Wait,
that
did I ever talk about Beth being foxy?
Yeah.
Like years ago?
Well, hot. You've mentioned that, how hot she
is. But that doesn't mean anything if I didn't say exactly what this guy was saying.
But you might have been talking about somebody else being foxy.
Oh, for the love of God. You mean the guy who spent 5 months?
Joey Heatherton. I think he once described Joey Heatherton as being foxy.
Only two foxy women in North America. My wife and Joey Heatherton. That's the end of the list.
Huh.
Oh, and your wife. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, your foxy wife. Yep. Sorry.
I like to think of her as hot more than foxy. Foxy, it's actually kind of like a dated term now.
Wouldn't that be funny if Larry was in your house right now with your wife? It was all a ruse to throw us off the trail.
I'm so upset.
He was really attracted to your wife.
Larry and Rockaway gave us a fake phone number.
Larry and Hank are having an affair.
I can't believe it.
Wait a minute. I'll call the show, says Larry. I'll pretend I'm attracted to Beth, Andy's wife. Ken will never suspect that it's you and me, darling, my darling Hank. That's me doing an impression of Larry, who was doing an impression of me.
You are closing in on your goal, my friend. You are now...
What's my past my goal? I'm doing great. I'm 22 minutes.
Your new goal is $20,000.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, I'll never get there.
Yes, you will.
I'll get to 19.9, maybe.
You're only $229 away.
Well, maybe somebody wants to buy 10 games. And, maybe somebody has a toy store.
If anybody has any ideas or comments on my idea of digitizing the WFMU record library and giving online access to all the donors, give me a call. Maybe it's a stupid idea. Maybe now that people have Spotify and Pandora and everything else, maybe it's ridiculous. But the thing is, we have so many records that nobody else has.
Yeah. Records that nobody else has.
Yeah.
And I wonder why. I wonder why no one else has those records.
Let's see if we can
come up with a theory.
I see your
point.
Why
is it that the records in our record library are records that no one else has?
Why do you think?
Maybe that didn't. Could it be they only pressed one copy? No.
In some cases.
No.
No, in some cases.
Yeah. Let me think. There must be another plausible theory. Hold on. Let me think.
Okay.
Oh, I got one.
Okay. What is it?
The music sucks. And no one else wants to buy those records?
Huh.
Huh.
That actually had never occurred to me.
I know it didn't.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for you're refreshing my page.
Well, when you say it like that, it kind of stings.
You know, in a few months, that's going to be your page, your FMU digitizing the FMU library project.
I'm going to make a whole hell of a lot more than you made.
I'm sure you will.
But nobody's going to try to option my Kickstarter for a TV
game. No, I think you stumbled onto a great perk, something to give away, access to the library.
Yeah. And of course, we would give access to other radio stations if they were cool enough.
Oh, that's perfect. To ruin them, sabotage them, so you will be the last radio station standing.
Exactly.
See that? That's a pretty smart plan.
Yeah, no, it is a great plan.
Yeah, sure. Play all of our music.
If everybody,
you can have all our music for free.
If everybody.
It's perfect.
See, we get everybody to play the crap that we're playing.
Exactly.
And then we suddenly start playing good music.
You suddenly start playing Jackson Browne.
Goddamn Larry from Rockaway. Giving us a fake phone number. Oh, man. I can't believe he did that.
You're obsessed with that guy.
I am. Yeah. That really was a remarkable radio moment for me.
Well, I'm glad you had that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
That was just so weird. That was like an acid trip. It really was. It really was.
I didn't hear it.
Because you can't recognize voices.
I couldn't recognize my own voice.
Yeah, you can't recognize your kids' voices. You can't recognize your wife's voice. I bet you if Becky, your spokesmodel, called right now, you wouldn't recognize her voice.
I know that's true.
And she has a hot voice.
Not foxy, but hot.
Very
hot. My wife is foxy.
Yeah, you understand that the term foxy is like a 70s term. It's like Farrah Fawcett Majors, she was foxy.
I'm quoting Larry, your new co-host.
Well, he was stalking you back in the 70s.
Maybe it goes back 30 years.
He's not a new stalker.
Wait, that wouldn't creep you out if you heard that from some listener?
No, I heard
talking about your wife?
Talking about your wife, it doesn't creep me out at all.
I know. 19 minutes to go. Why did I end my Kickstarter at the end of this show? What was I thinking?
If you have Larry from Rockaway's phone number, we would love to get it from you. The phone number here is 201-209-9368.
Somebody must know Larry. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Or if you're a personal...
Why don't you offer a reward?
If you're a personal injury lawyer who is not named Peter, we would love to hear from you. Or if you have stories about suing people or getting sued.
If you're a personal injury lawyer, not named Peter, we would love to hear from you. Why don't you offer a reward to people that that know Larry? They never work alone.
Right. If you can really identify Larry and Rockaway, the guy who called before who sounded exactly like Andy Breckman, I will give you $100. That is how badly I want to reach... I actually want to reach Larry and Rockaway even more than that, but that's all I can afford because that's out of my pocket.
Wait, if you have $100 in your pocket, you should be buying my game.
But you're $229 away from your goal.
You would get me a third of the way there or whatever it is.
Yeah, we're refreshing Andy's Kickstarter for Scheiss Happens, which expires in about 16 minutes, right when the show ends.
Yeah.
And we have a call. It's Sam in Jersey City.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Uncle Ken. Hi, Uncle Andy.
Hi, Sam. Why
Aaron in Minneapolis.
It's not Aaron in Minneapolis.
No,
it's
just kidding. I'm doing an impression of him.
Oh, I see. So, Sam.
Good, right?
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
I love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, buddy. That means the world to us.
Oh, good.
We were hoping that you would come down last week when we were broadcasting from outside in front.
Oh, yeah. I had... You didn't wait for me, did you?
No, we did not wait.
Okay, because I had some other things to do.
I tried
to squeeze it in. But.
So what can we do for you tonight, Sam?
Well, I was wondering, you have the free music archive, right? Is that like the record library?
No, it's different from the record library.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's 100,000 tracks in the free music archive.
Thought I beat you to the punch.
Yeah, and anybody can listen to the free music archive because it's free.
Right.
And it's under alternative copyright.
So this is like... Free music archives for rich people who could pay for it.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, for albinos, if that's your point, yes.
Rich white people with no problems and only one enemy.
Well, rich people with
two rich white men,
no pigmentation.
Two rich white men with one enemy. I forgot about that one.
Oh, that's what you want to call the show. Two rich white guys with one enemy. It does raise a lot of questions.
It does. Have they become rich? Who's their enemy? Does the enemy hate them because they're rich?
But I'm not rich.
No, you're not rich.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be richer if your enemy had given you proper royalties for writing the song with them.
That's right.
That's true.
You're rich every marathon. Every marathon period.
No,
yeah,
no,
you have a few months.
I don't get to keep that money.
Wait, you what?
No, I don't get to keep the money.
Oh, I know you're not supposed to keep the money.
No, I mean, admittedly, I get to roll around naked on the money, but then I have to give it back. I only get to roll around naked on it for like 7 or 8 nights, and then I have to bring it to the bank. And man, is the bank pissed off.
Yeah.
All right, Sam.
Well, I also figured like everything in your record library has probably been played at one point or another, so by listening to the archives, you could get it all for free also.
Yeah, but what a pain in the butt that is.
Oh, it's, well, yeah.
And it's also very low.
Also money, though.
Very, very low quality in the archives.
Oh.
Yeah. We're talking about doing it in very high quality.
You mean the music you play is low quality?
People want to know. Excuse me for interrupting, guys. Yeah. I think people want to know how the Kickstarter is doing.
Oh, yes, I agree. Sam?
Oh, my God, I do have a shot at 20 grand.
Yeah.
I have 14 minutes
that's
left.
That's a relief.
Sam, got to go.
Bye, Sam.
Okay.
Wait, I have 14
thanks
minutes
for your call.
Left. If anyone's even considering playing a fun party game.
$159.
Oh, my God, $159.
If somebody donated $159, would you give them Becky's phone number?
No, I wouldn't do that. No. You know, no.
No?
Dave Hill was asking for Becky's phone number.
Well, I know he's been dating Becky.
He called or said, I love you, and hung up.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite moments.
But I think it's not going so well with... I think they've broken up. But
yeah,
I think Becky's
so.
Becky's available again.
Wait. Wait, I'm on Kickstarter. It's SH blank T happens. And wait, I have 13 minutes left. I am close to 20 grand.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. And 500 backers.
Wow.
Oh, come on, guys. It's really a great party game.
You can't promote it.
I will guarantee it's a party game.
Don't plug it.
Oh, I can't plug it?
Yeah, you can't plug
it.
Wait,
I need that guy to call back. What's his name? The guy that sounds like me.
Larry from Rockaway.
That guy.
Yeah.
Man. He was a good friend of mine.
Yeah, see, people on the chat board thought that Larry from Rockaway was a soundboard, or they thought it was some kind of very clever prank.
What does a soundboard mean?
A soundboard is when you take somebody's speech and you divide it up into like phrases and sentences.
Well, wouldn't that take like weeks to do?
Yeah, no, that was not a soundboard. That was a real human being who did a remarkable imitation of you.
Well, you're the expert.
Yep. I can't believe that you didn't. You were just weirded out that he's been stalking you.
Well, he knew my wife's name. I guess everyone knows my wife's name.
Yeah.
And he knew she was Foxy. How did he know she was Foxy?
Because
he was one of the firemen she used to date. She loves them firemen.
What?
You know, you ever play this with your wife? You play, give her fun choices, like just to be playful. Here's the choice I say to Beth. I say, would you rather have world peace and cure every disease in the world or have me be a fireman? And she says, fireman.
Fireman.
Yeah, fuck. She wants me to be a fireman. Yeah. Oh, like 3 more backers in 12 minutes. Come on, Ken. And
so
then I'll be at 500 backers.
Why not do your wife a favor?
Yeah.
And one night come home dressed as a fireman?
Maybe I'll do her a favor and volunteer in the fire department.
The Madison Fire Department?
Yeah. How hard could that be? How much risk could there be involved in that?
Man, they would really owe you.
The irony is I'm the biggest risk in town when I cook my burgers. Wait, I just want...
Come on.
Come on.
Hey, it's Molly and Evan.
Hey, honey, hey, it's my foxy wife.
Come on.
Bethy,
we're,
who was that guy? I know, they're all plugging for me. They're my little kids.
Keep refreshing your website.
I'm trying, honey. I know. I'm just 130 some dollars away.
134.
Oh, come on, just
oh, wait,
three games.
Went up. You have 498.
109. You're 109.
Hey, Bethy. Oh, 11 minutes, honey.
Hey,
I'll never make it.
Beth.
Thanks to whoever did that. Thanks to that person who just did that.
Yeah, thanks who just backed my game.
Hey, Breckman family.
Hey, digitizing the WSMU Kickstarter. We're the first ones on board, right?
Oh, good. Hey,
yeah, we're first ones on board.
Molly, Evan, and Beth, did you all hear the call from Larry from Rockaway?
I did, but I don't think the kids did.
No.
Beth, do you know that guy?
Sure, Larry.
What does that mean? Now I'm doubly upset. That was the worst response I ever wanted. Sure, Larry. Is he a fireman?
No, he's not a fireman. No, that's another guy. Larry thinks I'm Foxy.
I don't like this at all. Beth, really, who is that guy?
Beth, you have to admit. Beth,
we're at 498 backers.
Oh my God, we're so close. Wait, we're 100 and. Wait, do the math, Kenny.
$109.
$109. $109. That's three more games in 10 minutes.
$109.
Oh, it's three more games. What can I offer people? I would come to your house if you're one of the last backers and play the game with you. If you're within the tri-state area and it's not inconvenient.
How do you define tri-state area?
Well, the tri-state area.
Oh, 9 minutes.
And if it's not inconvenient.
So anywhere in New York State, anywhere in New Jersey, and anywhere in Connecticut, right?
No, not anywhere in Connecticut. Oh, no, I can't make these promises. Wait, I will Skype you. I will Skype with you if you're one of the last three backers. Hold on.
That's worthless.
If you're one of the last three backers, that puts me at 20,000.
9 minutes. I don't know if you can make
Hold on, honey. I will Skype with you while you play the game. I will play
God.
With you.
This is going to be
Skype.
so great when you fall just short of it.
Oh, I always root for you in your little Mickey Mouse marathon.
No, you don't.
I always root for you.
No.
I'm the guy writing the big check. I'm the guy you soak. Don't you remember me?
You're giving people the wrong phone number.
We love you, Uncle Ken. Love you, Dad.
I love you, Evan. Love you, Molly.
Oh, God.
Love you, Foxy.
Two more backers, and I'm at 500 backers. Come on, buy my game. Go to Kickstarter. It's SH.
Stop it. Stop it. You're not supposed to do this.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I need Larry to call back.
We can track the progress. Yeah, get Larry to call back, and he can plug your game.
Well, he did the best.
Because he's not you, wink, wink.
Well, how could he be me?
Oh, you're only $74 away now.
Oh, I know. It's so exciting.
And one backer away.
Hey, you know what? Can I ask you this? If and when you do have an FMU Kickstarter campaign, would you also do what I'm doing? Would you end it at 7 o'clock on this show?
Sure, yes.
That would be so exciting.
Yeah.
Would that be great?
I want to see you hit 20,000. I really do. And I'm so happy.
I can't do the math. I'm so bad at math.
$74 away.
I'm 8 minutes. I'll never make it.
And you're one person away from having 500 backers.
Well, that's a milestone.
And congratulations on your toy company. It's doing so well.
I know. Oh, that's another reason to pledge, if I may say, that there's going to be a mainstream real toy company that's putting out their version. So this is your only chance to have the original original Kickstarter version.
Is it Hasbro?
No, it's Goliath Toy. This version has super offensive cards that you won't get in the big boy grown-up version. So it's a real collector's item.
There's a super offensive card.
There are a couple of super offensive cards inspired by our controversial bear rape episode.
Inspired by Gentle Jimmy.
Gentle Jimmy.
The bear.
The rape-happy bear. So those cards are in, but they won't be in when the game is on Toys R Us. You can believe that. So this is your last chance. You have 7 minutes left to get to Kickstarter.
But it's okay because it's interspecies same-sex rape.
Oh, I'm going to fall just short. Look at this. 8 minutes.
No, you're not.
No, this is killing me. Now, why did you get me hooked into this? I was ready to... Oh, 7 minutes. I was ready to just do the lawyer show.
I know.
7 minutes to go.
But then Larry from Rockaway called and destroyed everything.
Okay.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We have absolutely no reason for you to call, but that is our phone number here on the non-call-in show that takes calls 7 seconds
away. Did
we
get any calls today at all?
Yeah.
We got Pete the lawyer.
Pete the lawyer, Sam, and Larry.
Hey, 500 backers. Oh, my God, $49.
You're $49
to
away.
Hit 20
Hey,
grand.
Congratulations. You got 500 backers.
Oh, thanks. That means
great.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Proud of you.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I know that FMU would kick butt with a crowdfunding campaign.
But this is a whole new thing for you.
It is. I have actually two other toys to bring to market.
And they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Look at this new trick of yours.
I am an old dog with a foxy wife.
And a doppelganger.
And a doppelganger.
Wish I had a doppelganger. What's it like?
It was Unsettling, man.
It was unsettling because he called your wife Foxy and he said that he was following you around the Livingston Mall, which is a mall that you go to.
I know. But wait, he knew everything.
Yeah, he knew all about your game. And he made jokes just like
you. Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. Ken, I'm $14 away. If somebody else would... Oh, please. There's 6 minutes to go. If anybody else would please consider... This is a great game. I'll Skype with you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Hey, what's your name?
I don't want to talk to anyone.
My name's Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Talk fast, Alex.
Why don't you just buy the other one yourself? Can you back your own project?
You can't back your own project.
No,
hey, wait, the guy from Britain. You can. Have you bought the game yet?
Matt from Birmingham.
I haven't got any money.
Oh, for the love of God. Who is this guy?
He's Matt from Birmingham.
We got a guy in here that can't afford my game? Wait, who's on the phone? Who's on the phone?
Alex.
Alex, have you bought the game? Yeah.
No, I have not.
Alex, I'm begging you. Alex, I will... Wait, where do you live, Alex?
I live in Brooklyn.
Alex, you're invited over for dinner and a game night if you buy this last game, if you get me over 500. But you have four minutes to do it.
I'm near a computer right now. That's not going to happen.
Oh, for the love of God. Anybody in the tri-state area is invited over to my house for game night. I just need to sell 4 minutes. Oh, I'm not going to make it.
Pay somebody in the studio right now $100 to use their card and their name to do it.
No, that would be cheating. That would be sad.
You're so close, Andy.
I know. I'm $14 away. Oh, Kenny. Why did you do this? I'm kind of mad at you. I'm kind of mad at you for getting me hooked on this.
Okay, we don't need to start the theme song.
One more game. I just got to sell one more game. Is there anybody out there that will take pity on an old bald Jew? An old bald toy-making Jew? I'm 61 years old. I'm making toys. For the love of God, cut me a break.
It's really amazing that you're making toys. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a toy maker.
Is this going to be a long story?
No, it's over.
Because I've only got 3 minutes to sell my toy. Oh, my God, I have 3 minutes. I have 180 seconds. Come on, somebody. Pledge like the wind. Oh, I'm not going to make it. Can you pledge?
I already did.
Hey, I made it.
Hey, way to go.
Thanks very much, man.
Congratulations, Andy.
And you know what I'm going to do to show my thanks?
What?
To you and our listeners?
What?
I'm going to invite Larry. Larry, if you're listening, call Ken back. Call Ken back right now. Larry, you can do it. I know who Larry is.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So it was a setup.
Yeah. Of course it was, Mr. Radio. Larry, call Ken back. Go ahead. Call us back.
Was that your brother or something?
Larry, call Ken back. Johnny, it's your pal Andy. Call Ken
back.
That's
Johnny Celentano?
Call Kenny back.
How can he do such an amazing imitation
Johnny,
of you?
Johnny, it's time to call him back. Call back. And Nick, you just put him right through. Give Ken a little thrill. Nick, you put him right through. Johnny,
that was your guy? That was your guy, Johnny.
If Johnny will call.
You just pranked me. You completely pranked me. I guess I deserve it.
Johnny, call Kenny.
I deserve it, I guess.
Call that number, Johnny. Oh, he must have left.
So that's your personal assistant, Johnny.
There he is. Go. Talk to him. Go ahead.
Johnny.
Get rid of this song.
Johnny.
Hey, you love the show.
Johnny.
Hi.
You love the show.
No, that's not Johnny.
Yeah. Listen. You got to listen. Johnny, turn it up, buddy.
Come on, Johnny. Turn it up.
Hey, John, you love the show.
Was he playing a soundboard?
I just say before we get started that I agree with Andy. As usual, I'm agreeing with Andy. White People's Problems is a perfect name for this show, and I think you should consider changing it if Ken has the cojones.
Thanks, Johnny.
Well done, Andy.
Thanks, buddy.
Very well done.
Well, that made my year.
Man, I guess... I deserve it after the Don McLean prank. All right, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mountain Hope, online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Yeah. Stay tuned for Do It For Me.
We want to thank Veronica, we want to thank Nick, and I want to thank my partner Johnny Celentano.
And I want to thank Larry and Rockaway. Andy Breckman Man,
number so you can call the soul.
Hey, Cheyenne.
Hey. Hey, Sue. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, great.
We're making the adjustments. Welcome to DIFM with Sue Braun. Do it for me. I am joined this evening by Cheyenne Homan. Once again, thank you for the last-minute agreement. Agreement.
I find it
here.
Agreeable.
Yes.
This agreement.
Yes. I have to. I actually wasn't sure that I'd have a co-host this evening as Technocrat Leach became ill today and couldn't show up. We were supposed to do it, and so he had a health setback, and all best to him, etc. But so I didn't. I wasn't necessarily going to do it for him, but I definitely have not done it for you. I have not showered. And so my apologies for the gaminess that you will start to notice with the door closed this evening during our 1 hour sit and chat.
Fireside chat.
Fireside chat. she's backing away. Welcome to the show, folks. This is a call-in show called Do It For Me. 201-536-9368, 201-536-9368. As usual, there is absolutely no specified topic. You may use the phone. You may use that number. That is the preferred number to call, 201-536-9368. Nick the Bard is coming up from downstairs from his duties on the other phone number that you mustn't call in order to screen calls for us on this particular program. Again, no topic necessary, folks. You can call in with absolutely anything. How did you do on your test? How did you, what time is it for? Oh, it's graduation time.
Yeah, week is probably over.
Yeah. Did you graduate? And especially if it would be nice if you just graduated and you can check in with your fear and trembling about the future. What does the future look like for you? What are the things that you don't want to tell your parents about, your deepest, darkest fears? What are the pressures that you're coming up against in this lull period between graduating and actually finding a job? You have your summer fun. This is your chance at the age of 21 to finally lose that gosh darn virginity of yours. Get that out of the way. Unless you've been a big, stinky whore. Man whore.
On campus. About town.
BSMWOC. Big, stinky man whore on campus.
A besmock.
Right? Which is...
Big, stinky man on campus. Big slutty man on campus.
Big slutty man on campus.
Hey.
BS mock.
I've known a few of those.
Yeah?
Yeah. I saw a Rutgers graduate today entering the Chinese restaurant where I was eating my lunch. Ordering my lunch. Sorry. It was carry out.
Mmm.
Yeah.
But just like a man whore.
She walked in.
Oh, it was a girl.
Yeah. In a full graduate regalia and was congratulated by the greeter at the dining establishment. Mm-hmm. I wonder if other people have just been congratulating her all day, which makes me kind of want to just wear a graduate cap and gown around and see if people would congratulate me for showing up to places.
That is definitely something we can... I still have my... Now, I did graduate college, but for some reason... Actually, I probably still have my cap and gown from college. But worse than that, though, I still have my cap and gown from high school.
Whoa.
Yeah, which...
I don't even think we had those at my hippie high school.
No?
No.
What'd you wear to graduate? Like your best crocheted vest?
Yeah, I don't remember. I seem to recall that we had to look nice. But I went to, like, an art school... High school, where we like called our teachers by their first names and stuff.
Did you wear a tube top to your graduation?
No, heavens no. I was not a midriff shirt wearing type.
Were there other girls?
I probably had on like...
With tube tops?
Maybe not at graduation, but when we went to St. Augustine for our senior trip.
Tube top-a-rama.
Rest assured, the two girls that got tattoos wore revealing clothing so we could see their tattoos.
Nice.
One of them got little dolphins like swimming around her navel.
Oh, okay.
And then somebody was like, "What if you get pregnant?" And she like blanched. She apparently hadn't thought about how it made.
And also, I mean, listen, your navel. Let's just talk straight. Everybody's navel is a trash heap, and so
it's just
dolphins. Dolphins are not gonna want to even circle that thing.
No.
It's horrible. It's one of the most horrible places on the body. Let's face it. It's the most...